So, Deepa, I am sure your Thanksgiving menu is all set because you are a working mom with so little to do.
Oh my gosh, I can't even believe Thanksgiving is next week. Thank
Yes.
you for the reminder, Robin. I will get to work on that.
Next Wednesday night. But if you
Okay.
want to break out of the mold, maybe the Jell-O mold, and try something new, I don't know how she does it, but here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has some suggestions for new side dishes. Kathy, what? No marshmallow and sweet potato?
Oh, sure, you can do that. That's a standard. Listen, talking about Thanksgiving side dishes is touchy. People are very devoted
Right.
to having the same thing year after year. We have my dad's cream spinach, we have my famous cranberry sauce, but it's the one part of the meal where you can really get creative and shake things up a little bit. So I have been cooking and experimenting and having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
Oh, great, because we always love to disrupt Thanksgiving. So let's jump right in, Kathy, and talk about some of these side suggestions. One was an inspired by your recent trip to Italy.
Yes. Lucky me. I
Next time,
was
Kathy, can I tag along to help be
definitely.
inspired?
Oh, please, I need you. Yes.
Okay,
This
done.
is this inspiration came from a little bakery in Milan. I was walking down the street and I smelled wood smoke and I smelled yeast and I saw a long line of people. So, of course, I got online. And what I discovered in there were these green olive breadsticks. They were chewy and salty and briny and so good. And you're probably thinking, who in the world has time to make breadsticks
Right. I
on
am thinking that.
Thanksgiving?
I was
Okay,
thinking that.
I know how your brain works,
I
Robin.
was
So
wondering where to get the wood sticks from to burn.
you may use your oven, but here's the deal. You make the dough the night before. It's flour, water, chopped green olives, a little salt, some yeast. Let it sit all night. Don't worry about it. Next day, you're doing your thing. You've got your turkey in the oven. When the turkey comes out, you take this dough, you roll it out, you cut out these breadsticks, and pop it into a hot oven. It is so much simpler than rolls or making your own bread, and a lot lighter and really interesting. So you bring a little Italian flair to the Thanksgiving table.
Okay. Now salad. I always have a salad. I throw it's like everything, apples and walnuts and stuff. And you have a new recipe. What is it?
I do. I mean, most people think, oh, we're never going to eat a salad, but it really, so much of the food is rich and heavy that a salad is a really sort of colorful, healthy break to all that richness. So I roasted pears. I thinly sliced radicchio, that gorgeous maroon and white bitter chicory. I put that down. I put the roasted pears on top. I found radishes or watermelon radishes at my farmer's market, which are, they look like tie-dye. They're just stunning with pink and maroon and white swirls. And then I sprinkled salty, crunchy pistachios, and then a very simple vinaigrette with lemon and chives.
Oh,
So,
man.
part of what you want in a salad are colors and textures and a variety of flavors, and the roasted pear, the sweetness against the radicchio. Try
I
it.
have to ask you, I'm looking at the picture at our website where we'll have all of this. Those little half circles that look like little tiny watermelon slices, what are they?
Those are the watermelon radishes. They are well worth seeking out. But if you can't find them, a beautiful little pink radish will work just as
Wonderful.
well.
And you can put a little blue cheese on that maybe with a
You
pear.
could poke anything you
Okay.
want
All right. I'm
there.
done. Okay. Next.
I love the idea of roasting the pear. So,
Yeah.
after the turkey and after the breadsticks, then we'll put the pears in, right?
Exactly.
So
No, you can do the pears the night before.
Okay.
All right. Well, Kathy, the thing I'm really looking forward to hearing is this new squash dish that you have, because there's many folks out there who will be planning a vegetarian Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. And this is an ideal main course for vegetarians, but it's also a wonderful side dish for anybody. We grew a lot of winter squash this year. So we had kabocha and delicata and buttercups, anything where you cut it in half and there's a beautiful cavity there. You're going to pull out the seeds and then the stuffing, again, you can make it the night before, uses pre-roasted and peeled chestnuts that they sell in jars and plastic pouches. Great time saver. A nice tart apple, some panko and a little bit of onion and fresh sage. You stuff the squash, and then you're going to baste it with apple cider, and the cider thickens and becomes a glaze. And this is really a very savory side dish that it's just terrific. And again, it would be a great vegetarian dish. And if you don't use butter, it would be a great vegan dish.
Yeah. That sounds wonderful.
Can we just all come to your place for Thanksgiving, Kathy?
I think you should.
That would be one way to avoid stress.
For you.
Indeed. Yes. Thank you so much. We've been talking Thanksgiving side dishes with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunston. We'll have all the recipes, as Robin said, at hereandnow.org. Thanks, Kathy, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you both. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Enjoy the cooking.
To you.